Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this week's Friday khutbah, and the topic is Addiction of Drugs is a Crime. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, who is the sovereign, the all truth, and the all perfect in justice. He made lawful for his servants the good things and urged them to access them, and made unlawful for them the bad things, and warned them against them. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, the only God, who has no associate in worship, and I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad is Allah's servant and messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, confer your blessings and peace upon him, his family, his companions, and upon those who duly follow their path to the day of judgment. O servants of Allah, I advise you and myself to fear Allah, your Lord, and to watch him in what you conceal and what you reveal. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. O you who believe, be careful of your duty to Allah, and let every soul consider what it has sent on for the morrow, and be careful of your duty to Allah. Surely Allah is aware of what you do. O you who observe prayer, Allah the Almighty says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, and surely we have honored the children of Adam. Indeed, the blessing of intellect is one of the greatest blessings with which humans were honored. It is by intellect that people can realize the essence of matters and distinguish between what is harmful and what is beneficial. He, glorified is he, says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعْلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And Allah has brought you forth from the wombs of your mothers. You did not know anything, and he gave you hearing and sight, and al-afidah, hearts, that you may give thanks. Commentators of the Quran believe that the Arabic word al-afidah, recorded in the verse, means intellects. Expressing gratitude for Allah for the blessing of intellect is truly reflected in safeguarding it from all that harms it or makes it functionless. Drugs are one of the biggest culprits behind this. They exert the most considerable harm and have the most heinous impact on man, not to mention that they are classified as one of the major sins and the most serious crimes, because they damage the bodies and destroy humans, even though Allah the Almighty says, وَأَنفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ, and spend in the way of Allah, and cast not yourselves to perdition with your own hands. O servants of Allah, falling prey to drugs addiction is one of the crimes committed by a man against himself. A bad friend may ask him to try them by means of entertainment or having a new experience. Yet this would be but the beginning of his end and the destruction of his life, as he will later be slipped into perdition, whose consequence will be for sure neither praiseworthy nor pleasant. All truthful is Allah, who says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, and don't follow the way of the mischief makers. So, all you who want to try these poisons, don't you think of the end of those who did the same before you? What are the fruits they reaped? They incurred only an unhappy life, collapse of families, damage of health, loss of properties, and bad reputation. So beware of bad friends who call for mischief. وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا. And if they see the way of rectitude, they do not take it for a way. And if they see the way of error, they take it for a way. This is the kind of people about whom Allah the Almighty said, وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا. And those who follow their lusts desire that you should deviate with a great deviation. O servants of Allah, drug addiction is an act of disloyalty to the country and desertion to its leaders who provided all the means of the comfort and happiness of their children and spent money on their education and on providing the means of a decent life for them, so that they could later shoulder the responsibility of the country and promote its progress. The protection of generations from drugs is indeed the duty of the entire society, because they pose a danger that threatens us all. كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. And all of you are guardians and are responsible for your objects. So, O fathers and mothers, you have a big role to play in the protection of your children and safeguarding the souls of your flesh and blood by sitting with them, listening to them, offering advice to them, watching them, monitoring their behaviors, asking about their friends, and filling their free time with what avails them. So, beware of neglecting these duties. Otherwise, this would be considered negligence of the trust. You should continuously recall the saying of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, Allah will question everyone who is responsible about his charge. Did he keep the trust or not? And he would even question the husband about his family. O teachers, your students are your trust when they are with you, so watch them, be keen to their safety, and increase their awareness, so that we can surround the generations with a fence of protection and immunity against drugs and all other kinds of harm, to avail themselves, families, and society. O Allah, keep our children safe, make them the apples of our eyes. Keep us in this worldly life on your obedience and admit us into the paradise out of your mercy. O Allah, keep us and our children safe from all afflictions, drugs, and all kinds of harm, and make us all firmly adhere to the instructions of your religion, beautifying us with praiseworthy morals, and guide us to act according to your saying in your evident book, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Apostle and those in authority from among you. With that said, I ask Allah to forgive me and you. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. This khutbah was brought to you by إذاعة القرآن أبو ظبي.